Good morning, or good afternoon now.
Rob?
Yes?
This is Joe. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. I have Marisol here as well. Al went out to a lunch appointment, and I don't know where he is.
Hey, Marisol. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Well, let's take a moment and just talk, if we could. How is it going?
Which part?
Well, I mean, how are you? I mean, this is a big step for you guys. So how do you think it is going in terms of making changes?
It seems to be going well. I mean, it seems to be going well.
Good, good. Okay.
Yeah, no, it does. I mean, there's certain things, but, you know, it's a process, but it's going well.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
We just got here. We just
started talking.
Okay,
very good.
Hey, Rob.
You haven't
missed it.
Hey, Al, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I was just asking how, you know, how is it going and what's on your mind today? I know we talked about introducing the 5-star model today, and we'll get to that, but before I do, I just want to see how everybody is doing with life and Supernova and what's on your mind.
I think we're moving along. I mean, we're converting the book to fee-based. I'm going client by client, okay? The reception has been good, actually. The reception has been really good with the client.
Great.
Okay. Really have not done a lot of prospecting. It's been more focused on the clients, you know?
Yeah.
I sent a message to Bill Gates, by the way, because I was involved in that, and I want to kind of back away from his program for a couple of months to get focused here, because I've bought into the concept of that we have to become more referable. Okay?
Yeah, that's a big concept. That's a big concept that he gives you. I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah.
And I feel really that now doing your program that we're going to become more referable. Okay?
Yeah.
No, I can tell you the reception has been good so far. I mean, I haven't had any pushback. In fact, very positive feedback from my clients.
You know, I would have expected that answer. You know, some are going to say, you know, it's fine, I don't mind. You know, I don't need you to call me that much and all that stuff. But basically, we want to keep. That's an educational issue, which, you know, I can go through if you get that feedback, but it doesn't sound like you have. I honestly didn't expect you to get any pushback because the clients you have at this point are people that like you, trust you, and listen to you, and will do what you tell them.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're a strong guy, you're a strong salesman, and they're there. I mean, it's all about you. In terms of your commitment to them, they'd love to hear from you more, and so that's why you're getting the good reception. They like you. They want to hear. So, you know, 12-4-2 for them is like a miracle. You know, so they will, as long as you do it. That's the key. You know, they'll be waiting with bated breath to make sure you do it. But if you do it, they will then say, okay. Now he's referable, okay? So that's the big challenge that we have in terms of changing, you know, because I know you, you know, look, it's not a secret that you have the outside interest and that you were somewhat distracted. And so if you're going to really focus on this, I think you're going to get, you know, terrific response from your existing clients. Anyway, Let's Anything else, Joe? Joseph, have you got anything? Or
No. I just want to make sure that, just to let you know, too, that I know usually we've been going over our calls, which is, you know, I know you've been giving us some extra time, but we actually have about 2:35 that we have a client coming. So just to let you know.
Yeah, anytime you guys want to cut it off, cut it off. Because I'm good, you know, I'm good. I got a person coming in, you know, that I need to see at, you know, 2:45 anyway, so it's good. But I give you the extra time because, you know me, I like you and I want
to help. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. And there's so much to learn, for God's sake. You know, it's like, especially in the first few weeks, you want it all. Give me everything. Give me the all year worth of training in the first 6 weeks, you know. And I
right.
Well, you know, it evolves. You know, it comes, but you can't get it all in the first hour. That's why time rolls off. Anyway, okay. So any pushback in terms of folders or scheduling or, you know, ideal day or minimum client size or any of those things?
No.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
Great. Okay. Good. Okay. So let's use the five-star, go into the five-star model and why it's important.
Okay.
FA's teams, by their nature, are disorganized and lack the structure to maximize their productivity. Okay, it's just human beings, right? We throw three human beings together, you know, they're good for a while, and then they go in different directions, and all kinds of stuff happens. So what we did, and we need to coach that, you know, as we need to coach all these teams that are all kinds of, got all kinds of issues. So what we do is the first thing we do is get them organized around a structure. This doesn't fix all the problems, but at least we can account for all the roles and responsibilities that the team should be doing. All right?
Okay.
So we did this in the very beginning when we started Supernova because we couldn't coach teams unless we had a language to talk to the team. All right, so what's the language? The language is 5 different roles. This includes everything you're supposed to do as a team. 3 of those, the first 3, are important to the client. When we surveyed the clients and continue to survey them, they continue to ask for the same things. The number one thing they want is client contact. Okay? The second thing is they want to be heard. They want you to know who they are as an individual and as a family. Okay, and then the third thing is they want rapid response to their problems. They want you to fix things. They don't want things to go wrong, but when they do, they want you to fix them. All right, so Supernova addresses all 3 of those things. The first one I'm going to talk about is I want to be heard. That means they want to have you know them. You prove you know them by doing a financial plan. You sit with them and you profile them. You do a fact finder. You gather the information and you come back with a strategy to implement the plan. First things first, most important role, first impressions, all critical. All right? You can't give a person and diagnose a problem unless you've given them a full physical. So this is the financial physical. You do it for everyone. You don't have to do it formally. You don't have to charge for it. We recommend you do it formally and that you charge for it because people will take it seriously then and so will you. If you don't charge for it, you will feel cheated because it's going to take a lot of time. Okay? So I'm just telling you the psychology of it. If they pay for it, they will value it. If they don't, they won't. So first thing is a financial plan, and it isn't a plan. It's not a book. It's a process. It's an ongoing process forever. Always being updated, formally updated every 6 months in terms of getting facts, upgrading the financial plan, and presenting new recommendations. So once you've done the plan, there's two things that, one very important thing that our competition doesn't do. They do the plan and they don't implement it. Your job is to fully implement the plan, every bit of it. And if they don't do it, you at least have presented it and you put it in writing that you presented it. If they need long-term care and they're a perfect candidate for it and they don't buy it, you put a note in their folder that they chose to say no. Sometimes we even have the client sign it. That releases us from liability. You know, like not selling them life insurance and the children sue us because the plan said they needed life insurance. So anyway, so the first role is the director of planning. That's a critical role. They're not in charge of doing all the planning. They simply are in charge of the process and making sure plans get done on every person. The second role is director of implementation. That's the person that's in charge of the liability and asset management process in all parts of implementation. The person that would be in the Navy, it would be a training officer. The person in charge of training the team, getting the 24-month calendar together to make sure that you cover all of the different topics that typically a client needs when it comes to financial planning. So we do the critical things out of the financial plan, and then we pick up the other ones when it shows up on the calendar if there's no sense of urgency. So that's what the 24-month calendar is. You'll build the 24-month calendar shortly. The third role is the role of, it's the director of brand management. That's the protector of the brand. Your brand is not determined by your best client, but by your worst client. Okay, so we don't want any worst clients. We want all great clients that like us. Then our brand is uniformly solid. So that's why we take the people out of the attic, out of the floorboards, out of the closets, and we either give them 1242 or we give them to somebody else because we don't want them to ruin our brand when they go to the drugstore and say, I can't remember who my financial advisor is, okay, when asked, or they never hear from you. That we cannot tolerate. That ruins our brand. That's the person in charge of Supernova. That's the person in charge of operations and rapid response team. The fourth, those are the three things that are important to the client, okay? Planning, implementation, and service. The fourth thing is marketing. That's the vice president of growth or the director of marketing. Think of them as the growth director. That's the person in charge of growing. That's where we'll take our eight strategies for growing, and they'll be in charge of those. They don't need to use all eight, but all eight should be known and they should understand them and implement them as appropriate. And the fifth of the five stars is the leader. And the leader, that's the most important star of all because that's the person with the vision and the purpose and the mission and keeps the team on track, develops the people, and helps keep everybody on track. That's the accountability officer. Okay? That's the, you know, and I was in the Navy, and in the Navy, the commanding officer was loved by everybody. The executive officer was kind of the enforcer. He was going to be a commanding officer, but he was the one that made sure people wore their uniforms right, got their haircuts, and showed up for work and if there was disciplinary action, he was the one in charge. Okay? So, you, as the leader, have to be both roles. Okay? And that's a hard thing to do. You want to be the person that cares and develops and nurtures and mentors the team. At the same time, you got to be the one saying, you know, hey, if we're going to take this seriously, you got to be there for this meeting. Okay? And you got to make your calls. You can't miss calls. You can't do this. You got to do this. For everybody. So that's the person that asks each of the planning director, the director of planning, implementation, brand management, and marketing, how's it going? You know, at a meeting every week. How's it going? You know, how are we doing? How are you doing versus your goals? What are the numbers? Okay? So that's the accountability director. Now you, as a team, have to sit down and decide which of the roles do you want, do you feel best suited for, and are you willing to be a teammate? Because sometimes the most important thing that you can do is to be a good teammate, a good follower, not necessarily the leader. You know, to be a good leader, you must learn to be a good teammate, to be a good follower. Follower is kind of a negative term. I like the word teammate better because, truthfully, you're not following. You're everyone is leading. You're just listening and learning and appreciating and valuing the other people on your team. Okay, and their role is a role that you've agreed to, and so you all agree to accept them in their role. And if you do that, then the team will do fabulously. If you don't, then that's when teams don't work. So, again, you guys, you know, I love what you're doing. It's terrific. But this may be the single most important thing you guys do, and then really buy into it. So you want to take some time and think about what the roles and responsibilities are, or you want to do it now? We have 15 minutes.
I think we got to talk about it, no?
Yep. Let me, can I see that? I'll be the service person.
I like that. That was good. I'm not even there, and I thought that was funny.
I mean, our roles, we all have our roles, but it's not cut up this way. For example, I think that I'm a visionary, but I'm not the accountability guy. I think that's more Joe.
Well,
right?
here's the critical thing, Al. If
I think I'm the marketing guy for sure.
Right. Here's the substance. For that to work, for you to have Joe be the leader, okay, you really have to let him lead and you have to be a good teammate.
Well, the thing is, we lead in different ways.
I know, but you're going to have roles.
But not in terms of accountability of the strategy, right, of the Supernova strategy. I think that should be Joe, of the Supernova strategy, right? But as far as the vision for the direction of the team and the clients and how we diversify the assets, et cetera, I do really more of that.
Sure.
Right?
No question.
Because Joe is more of like the, let's call it the office manager, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I want to be.
No, but that's what it is right now.
That's not what I want to be.
That's what it is right now.
Right. But that's not what I want.
What do you want?
want to be an FA. I want to do what an advisor does. And I want everybody to be accountable.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about roles on the team. Everybody's a finance. You're a financial advisor. We're not. You know, in the Navy, you were a pilot, but you were an officer first. Okay? In the Air Force, you're just a pilot. In the Air Force, you're just a pilot. They don't expect you to do anything else. In the Navy, you're an officer and a gentleman. Okay? So you're an officer first and a pilot second. So you are a financial advisor second. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Your first role is your roles on the team. Okay? Think about that. Okay? The most important roles you have, of course you're going to be a good pilot. That's a given. Of course you're going to be a good financial advisor. That's a given.
Right.
You've got roles and responsibilities as a financial advisor. That's a given. This is to be an officer. Okay?
Right.
This is why you wear the uniform. Okay? Otherwise, you just wear a flight suit.
Okay. Okay.
So how do you want to do it? There are five roles. Director of planning. Who should that be?
I'm sure every client has a plan.
Yeah,
I would not like to be that guy. How's that? Let me take myself out. Even though I'm the CFP. But it says here planning to ensure every client has a plan. I would like somebody else to ensure that every client has a plan.
Right. Okay. So that has to be Joe then, right?
Okay.
Okay. Director of implementation.
Me too.
Who builds the matrix for investing?
I do. Well, we do it together. I just run them. I mean, we do it together. Like,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, who builds the matrix? Who's in charge of the investment process?
It's Al.
It's really more me. Like, in other words, I think this client and speaking with them should be 70-30 mix stocks and bonds. Is that what you mean by the investment process?
Right, right.
That's me.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to violate my rules, okay? I want one person in charge of each of these things. I'm going to put both of you in charge of this. And the reason is you literally do it jointly. Al, you figure out what the asset allocation be, what you should use. Joe gives you input. Then Joe is in charge of making sure it gets followed up. Joe will be in charge of the 24-month calendar. Joe will do everything behind the investment process. Okay? Joe, I think this makes the most sense. Okay? Knowing you two guys, you know, I know Joe better, obviously, because I met with him several times. But I think that this makes sense.
Well, because I'm saying, I don't know if Al knows, you know, what the 24-month, I don't know if he knows what the 24-month calendar is. It's like when we do
and he may not care.
In charge of this month's copy of insurance. We get five people saying we want to do insurance. So
I'd like to be told that, and then I'll...
No, I know you want to be told these things, but I get that, but...
Right. So I think that
the person is going to go through the process with the client of implementing that. It's not just the PM model.
Gotcha.
It's everything that we talk about in the calendar as far as how we're going to implement this with the clients and the follow-up of doing this with the clients.
Gotcha.
So you frankly have to have a subcommittee meeting.
Yeah, because here's where I want to be. Here's where Al wants to be. I want to be, and I think that this is a full-time job. Full-time. If I'm having the majority of investment conversations with clients, which is the case, and closing and upgrading these clients for almost 100% of the cash, which is the case, and doing all the networking, which is the case, and all the prospecting, which is the case, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, the first thing you described was your role as a financial advisor. Okay, we're taking that role off the table. Okay, the two of you are financial advisors. We're talking about your supplemental role. Okay, and so what you're saying is my supplemental role as a marketing director is a full-time job. Okay. Because Joe's calling people and converting them to things. And yes, you're doing more of it, Al, but he's still responsible for his part. And because you're doing this at this time, you're spending more time on that than you will on other things, because that's a big focus. But once the focus is over and you've converted them all to fee-based services, then it's a routine, okay? This is just a big effort right now. So let's not confuse a big effort right now with an ongoing role and responsibility. Let's assume you're done with that conversion. Then it's marketing, and you still have time to do some other things besides just marketing. Okay?
You know, Rob, I kind of get it, but look, once the book is converted, and now these guys are on road, you're still asking for more money, asking for referrals. It's like the sales job is not over. In some cases, it's only just beginning. You know?
But you can't say, my only job is to be an FA. Okay?
Okay.
That's not fair. Okay? It's not fair to the team. Or unless you want... See, if you want to be a sole proprietor... Great.
No. What I'm saying is I feel that if I'm interfacing with clients, upgrading, asking for money, referrals, and marketing and networking, that's a lot of hours. Like, that's full time.
It's what every other person does at every other team. Okay? And they have to be a teammate, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I mean, you can't just be an FA and expect that to be your only role and to be on a team. I mean, that's not why you have a team.
Right.
You have a team to leverage you and leverage them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really big concept, but it's important to understand it.
Well, I agree in terms of the service. I would like that handled.
Right.
The part of the marketing, like the whatever emails need to be set up, the client conversations that need to be set up, the planning part, making sure every client has a plan.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, these are all, everything, every role is critical, right?
There's right.
You know, and if you say, I need to hire another person, good, hire another person. But, you know, everybody, Joe, wants to be an FA. He doesn't want to just be an administrator or sales assistant or CA working, you know, for you. I mean, he wants to be a complete independent financial advisor. And that's what he said. I want to be an FA.
Okay. Okay.
So you got to help him, and in return, he helps you. That's the team. And in your head, you got to get around the idea that one and one makes three, okay? Or one and one and one makes five. That's the key. So one doesn't make two, okay? Working by yourself for yourself does not give you the leverage that you need to make this thing really work. Teams work because they work together and help each other. And they do things that they don't necessarily want to do in order for the team to do well. Now, that doesn't mean that you do things you're unsuitable for. It just means that you may not want to do certain things because they're not fun. Then you hire somebody to do them. Okay? If you want to be full-time doing this stuff, then you need to think about hiring another person to do the things that you don't want to do. I mean, I had one guy that said, I love Supernova. I said, why? Because I don't like calling clients. I just want to prospect. So I hired another guy, and he calls all my clients, and I just prospect. I said, God bless you. Good. You know, so figure out what, in this role and responsibility, what it is that you typically would have to do, you don't want to do, and hire another person to do it. My guess is you don't need another person.
Don't need another person.
Right, and it doesn't take that much time, and it says when you work with your teammates and you help them, it says, I care about you, which makes them loyal, which makes them want to help you.
I get it. I think we work well together as a team, by the way. I don't think that's an issue. I just think that the way that this is bucketed out, just like in that second one, you said, well, this may be an exception because it may be two of you instead of one. There might be others here that are like that, right? Because, for example, marketing and sales. I mean, I think these guys might consider me the marketing and sales person, but website update, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Social media, maybe. I don't know.
Here's the point. You're in charge, but you ask others to do their role. You know, you ask them to do, you're not, remember I said if you're in charge of planning, that doesn't mean you do all the planning. It just means you're in charge of it. Okay, it means that you're accountable for the results of the planning director. It's like the president of an organization is responsible ultimately for the organization. He doesn't do everything, he delegates. So as a director of marketing, you can delegate all you want. You know, they have to accept it, but I'm sure they will if it's something that you're much better, you know, they're much better suited for and would like to do.
Okay.
Okay? So don't think that if you are doing the marketing, you're got to do it all. You don't. And if you're doing the planning, you don't have to do it. Or you're doing the implementation, you don't have to do it all. You can be in charge and delegate. Okay? I don't want to do this part. Will you help me? Good. And Joe says, I want to do the planning, but you got to do this. Okay. That's a team. But I'm ultimately responsible for that, and you're ultimately responsible for marketing. So if we get the marketing results, you're a hero. Okay? If we don't, it's on you. And that's the ultimate, right? The ultimate accountability. Now, leadership is the hard one because that's the one that, you know, I mean, let's face it, Al, you're like the dentist that owns the business, but you don't want to run it, so you hire a manager to run it. And to me, that's what you just said. I want Joe to run it. He's the office manager. Joe said, I don't want to be an office manager. I want to be an FA. Well, in this case, you're both FAs. That's your piloting. To be the leader, to be the ultimate person in accountability, that's your main job as an officer. Okay? So your secondary responsibility is to be a pilot. That's to be an FA. So all those things you do as an FA are truly secondary to your roles and responsibility to the team. That should come first. It's a hard concept to understand, but when you think about it, you know, running a ship and having a squadron on a ship, you gotta get there on the ship. Safety is so critical. Everything, it works great, and then you get a chance to go be flyboy and go have fun, you know, tearing up the world. But If you don't take care of business on the ship and getting to the Gulf, you're not going to ever have a chance to fly those airplanes. And if you do it wrong, that's when people get killed. So think of it that way, okay? Think of the organization and the structure of your team as the carrier, and you guys go and fly, and God bless you, and everybody loves you, and that's the most important role on the ship. But meantime, you're still an officer and have responsibilities to everybody else on the ship, to drive the ship, and, you know, the commanding officer of the ship is always a pilot. The admiral is almost always a pilot. Okay?
Okay.
So, just to review, give me who's run what roles again.
I think we have to talk about that.
All right, so I've got, just so you know what I've put down, so, and I'm not telling you this is what it should end like, but I've got Joe on planning, I've got Al and Joe on implementation, on brand management, we haven't talked about that, but that's in charge of Supernova, so that should be Marisol, right?
Yes. That's the
1242? That's 1242 and rapid response to problems, and that's right. Okay?
Yes.
Director of marketing, I have Al. And then director of leadership, I have Joe. Okay? You guys work that out. Decide. But that's what I have. Okay? And you can change it. And you can change your roles after a year. 6 months, whatever.
Okay.
Good. This is an important thing for your team. And so I want you to talk about it and really understand what teams do for each other and how important they are. I think you are a good team, but I think you've got a tremendous potential to go a lot further than you are now. And I say that with all enthusiasm, because I think you're all incredibly talented, and working together and leveraging each other will give you tremendous opportunity. So have fun with it. Good luck on your next call, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate it, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.